Wednesday, October 16th. OMG! I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. My mom got up extra early this morning and tried out some homemade beauty treatments and relaxation techniques that she'd seen on television. She was wearing an oatmeal face mask with cucumbers on her eyes, and she had turned off all the lights in the family room to meditate on the meaning of her life. That's what she said she was doing anyway, although it looked to me like she was sitting in the chair snoozing. Anyway, Dad walked in and turned on the lights and, like, totally freaked. His scream was so loud and high-pitched, I thought it was going to shatter that big window in our family room. Then, when Mom woke up and heard Dad screaming like that, she totally panicked and grabbed hold of him, which made him scream even louder. I guess Dad must have thought he was being attacked by some kind of oatmeal-crusted, cucumber-eyed zombie wearing a pink fuzzy robe with a bath towel wrapped around its head, which I have to admit does sound awfully scary when you think about it. I only wish I could have caught that moment on video. I bet it would have gotten like 10 million views on YouTube. Then some producer would have to pay us $1 million to do our own cheesy reality show. OMG! I'm still laughing so hard my stomach hurts! BTW, I have a really bad feeling about Chloe, Zoe, and me being on that cleanup crew. Why? Because when I got to school, everyone was buzzing about the student council selecting Mackenzie to be the chairperson of our Halloween dance. Just craptastic! Of course she made a big, fat, hairy deal out of the whole thing. She actually wore a special outfit for the occasion and insisted that everyone address her as Miss Chairperson. I personally thought the tiara and roses were a bit much. It's not like I was jealous of her or anything. Like, how juvenile would that be? The first thing Mackenzie did was call an emergency meeting during lunch. Only there wasn't any type of real emergency that I could see. 30 of us just sat there in this huge auditorium listening to her make a ridiculous speech. I just wanted to congratulate my wonderful Halloween Dance Committee members and share with all of you my extraordinary vision for what will be the most spectacular event our school has ever experienced. In keeping with this goal, I am officially inviting each and every one of you to my very own birthday party, which, BTW, has been rescheduled again for Saturday, October 19th, due to a conflict with the Art Awards Banquet. I proudly extend this opportunity in hopes that a few of you more, shall we say, socially challenged individuals might experience firsthand what a glamorous and exciting party is like. I almost fell out of my seat. I could not believe Mackenzie had just called me socially challenged right in front of everyone and invited me to her birthday party. Like, why would she want me at her party? Mackenzie's speech went on for another 10 minutes, and when she finally finished, all the CCPs gave her a standing ovation. Mackenzie said the committees for setup, entertainment, publicity, decorations, and food would meet daily starting tomorrow. But the cleanup crew, which BTW was me, Chloe, Zoe, Violet Baker, and Theodore L. Squagmire III, didn't need any meetings, because it doesn't take a brain to clean up. It was very obvious to me that Mackenzie was treating us cleanup crew members like second-class citizens, and I didn't like it one bit. I personally felt it was of vital importance that we meet at least once to plan our cleaning strategy. Next, she encouraged everyone to come up with really creative Halloween costumes. Except, of course, the cleanup crew. Mackenzie showed everyone sketches of the super cute uniform she had personally designed for us to wear the entire night. It looked like a twist between a spacesuit and flannel underwear and came with 4-inch platform boots. She said we could easily store 50 pounds of trash in each of the 2 large pockets in the front. And if we had to go to the bathroom, we could simply unbutton the large flap in the back. I took one look into Mackenzie's beady little eyes and knew right away she was making us wear that ridiculous uniform to publicly humiliate us in front of the entire school. But she just smiled and batted her eyelashes all innocent-like. After that meeting was finally over, I told Chloe and Zoe there was no way in heck I was going to allow that girl to embarrass us like that. But they were so excited about the possibility of going to the dance that they didn't even care. They told me I should try a little harder to be more of a team player and give Mackenzie's uniform a chance. Because even though it was absolutely hideous on paper, once we actually tried on the outfit, it might look super cute. I was so mad I could spit. Mackenzie's meeting was a total and massive waste of my time. I personally felt my lunch hour would have been better spent trying to keep down the tuna fish meatloaf casserole leftover surprise. Ugh.